Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to the secret world of Slimming Club's Fun Size. If your glove box is full of empty wrappers that no one else has to know about, oh my God, you're seen. This is the podcast you need. I'm Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
I don't even hide them, I just throw them on the floor. That's worse, isn't it?
You
are. I don't even try and hide it.
An animal. producer Paul is here too, but your car's impeccable.
My car's spotless at all times.
Remember when I got in it? Where were we doing?
Oh, that's because...
It's an absolute tip.
No, because my wife and son go horse riding lessons in it. And so it's just full of mud and dirt in the footwell. I'd ideally like to clean it twice a week, but
twice a week?
It is 20 quid a pop, though. So
clean it yourself!
No, that is not an option.
I got to say this. Paul was like, my car's a mess. My car's a mess. Why are you getting in my car? It looked clean to me.
I'm sure it did.
I was like, this is really clean.
It was all right.
Certainly no wrappers.
These fun size episodes are with you every Tuesday to help you tackle modern life. And we hear from a listener about their slimming angel and slimming devil. We will get a voice note later from lovely Jill. First, though, lovely story.
So Valentine's Day is still causing arguments.
God, is it?
I know. For this one particular couple. So a new couple have just had their first Valentine's Day. How lovely.
Happy Valentine's.
He says it's a commercial event and refuses to take part in it.
Oh, piss off.
She's upset that he won't send her a card, rightly so. And he says that she's needy for being bothered by it.
Piss off.
Whose side are you on?
Here's the thing. First Valentine's, you've got to set your stall out.
Mm.
Your first Valentine, if that can't be the exciting one, what future do you have? Because you get years down the line, and to be honest, you're both a bit like, oh, it's a bit pricey. Yeah. We've got cards for each other and then something little, so it was fine.
Yeah.
But we absolutely both agree to not go overboard.
Yeah.
And it's Matt's birthday literally 2 weeks after,
yeah.
So he's winning anyway. Mm-hmm. So it's fine. But you have to set your stall out, because if you let it go your first year...
Yeah.
You got no comeback.
See, I'm big into cards. I love cards. Mm. Any occasion, I love a card. Like, okay. That means more to me than a present. So for Valentine's Day, I got a card and chocolates, which was lovely. But I would have been so happy with just the card.
Yeah.
Because that's just me as a person.
It was your first Valentine's and he'd gone, oh, stop being so fucking needy. You've got to look.
I think I just got a card on our first one, though. And again, I was just happy with that because he's a man of little words. So the words come out in the cards.
Okay.
So for me, that they're quite nice. But if it's important to your partner, then you need to do it.
And it's costing you £2.
Yeah, exactly. Even less. Yeah. Like, come on.
Yeah, agreed.
I just think sometimes you need to put your feelings aside for the other person and just get on board with it.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. But just come up with the agreement, whatever it may be.
That's the thing. I don't think if you go in expecting a massive display of affection, then I think that's when you're going to be disappointed.
But on your first, you want that as well, don't you?
I just think men are simple. They just don't think.
Let's turn to one of the simple ones. Now, Paul, actually, you're good at gifts.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you guys. I think this guy can have his principles on things that don't affect his new girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's just one day. And I get, oh, yeah, you know, you should show somebody that you love every day.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, but, like, you don't get a card every day.
No.
You get flowers every day.
Exactly.
You know, I just think...
It's just nice.
All your mates are getting something.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, let's just... Get together and
right.
Yeah,
let's continue slamming this man now.
But that's it. It does strike as he's being right and being
just
principled
being
is more important to him than you know being a good boyfriend.
Yeah.
And
that'd be a red flag for me. I think
so. Ditch early.
Yeah, I think I would. Yeah,
I agree. Yeah. Unless you're not bothered. Like some people are not bothered, but she clearly is. And she, you know,
and that's where the difference is. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. We did put this to the Facebook community. Laura said the following. He could make her a card if he didn't want to contribute to commercialism.
Great idea.
But if she wants to celebrate Valentine's and it's your first one, find a free way to support
her. Yeah, that is really true.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, definitely.
Or she'll find someone who will. 100%. Oh, I've said it out loud.
Rachel says, if he shows her love and respect for 365 days a year, then what is a piece of cardboard actually bringing to the relationship?
I mean, it's true. That, of course, it's true, but it's a nice little thing that costs £2.
Yeah.
So if she wants one,
get one.
No drama.
No, it isn't.
It's not a drama. Sorry, I'm getting high-pitched. Jess says, my husband does not get me a card, but always buys me a bunch of tulips, which cost about £4, and some of my favourite snacks. Does not have to be elaborate, but I also feel she's being a bit needy and probably wants a big show.
No.
Knowing he's not going to do that is setting herself up for disappointment. If she wants to move this relationship forward long term, she needs to know you can't change a person. If he's not a big romantic show off now, he never will be.
I don't agree because Jess, if Jess didn't get her tulips and she didn't get her snacks, would she be a little bit upset that she didn't get them?
It is true. But what she's saying is, don't go into this if you think you're going to change them, because that ain't happening.
No, I do agree with that. But it's just a car. It's not like you're changing him.
No.
Like
his morals and principles.
Yeah, his whole personality.
It's too fucking
it's just like, just go and get a card.
Card factory, guys.
Yeah,
come on.
Literally.
Come
That's
on.
Where I got mine from. Alice says, it's a commercial event. They all are. We live in a capitalist society.
Oh my God, we've got political.
And it's all a load of bullshit. Does that mean he won't partake in Christmas either or Father's Day? If it means something to her, then just buy her a damn card.
Yes.
It's a couple of quid and it'll make her happy. She's clearly not a priority to him.
I hear all the time. Men go, no, I just did it to keep her quiet. Do that then.
Yeah, yeah, saves you the aggro, doesn't
yeah,
it?
It's fine. Yeah. Mercedes says he's acting like she asked for blood. Who cares if it's a bullshit holiday? If it means something to her, get a card and scribble on it.
See, I get, without fail, a Moonpig card because my boyfriend doesn't like his handwriting. And that's fine. Like, he still participates in it for me.
Because he knows you like it.
Because he knows I like it. He just won't physically write in it himself. And
otherwise,
fine.
We would have to ditch him for you on this very episode.
Sure, yeah.
Ruth says, the first Valentine's Day with my husband, he bought me some Aunt Bessie stuffing boards. I love stuffing, so I was very happy with them.
Oh, interesting.
And that's fine.
Right?
Sure. That's absolutely fine.
Just writing in my head what the note I'd put with that.
Amanda says, my husband says the same about it being commercial. I said, let's not bother this year. But he still bought me flowers and chocolates because he knew it would make me happy.
That would give me anxiety, though. If we'd said not bothered and he did and I didn't, I would be so freaking anxious.
But that is, you know, men get a lot of slagging off here. That's woman logic.
Oh, no.
There. It's like, don't get me anything, but I was delighted when he got me something. It's like, this guy doesn't know what he's doing. It's like, she said this, but what does she actually mean?
No, I agree on that one.
Final one from Dawn.
Dawn says, yeah, suck it up. If he won't buy you one now, he'll never get one.
Yeah,
he'll
that's never the thing. But you're setting out your stall early doors. You can't moan in 3 years and go, I'm pissed off he's never got me one. Now's the time.
Yeah.
We're still in key moaning about Valentine's time. Strike while the iron is hot. Remember, you can get 3 podcasts from us each week, 2 on this feed and an extra portion on Patreon as well. Patreon membership's £4 a month and the benefits are bigger than ever. And a new sticker available to new signees on Patreon every single month this year. February is the biggie, the long-awaited NSV sticker. So if you fancy getting that and full access to our weight loss certificates, a brand new podcast just for Patreons on Monday, full back catalogue, free prizes, cash, the lot, spot prizes, you just got to go to patreon.com/secretslimpod or search for The Secret World of Slimming Clubs on the Patreon app.
How's the March sticker coming along? Because it's March this week, isn't it?
Yeah, but not. It's not March yet.
Sorry?
So that's fine.
How's it coming on?
Yeah, it'll be ready for March.
Will Which it? Is this yeah. week.
Have you got, you're looking now
he
as
looks
though
really nervous.
You forgot.
No, I haven't forgot.
That is the look you
haven't
are giving
forgot,
us.
I haven't forgot, but I've not done it yet.
I've not done it yet, but I've got a fantastic idea.
Oh, have you?
Yeah,
any clues?
This week. It needs to be available this week.
How?
Yeah.
Any clues?
It'll be all right.
Any clues?
Hmm?
Any clues to this idea?
It'll be based on something that happens on this podcast.
That literally could be anything.
Really?
Okay. He's not even thought about it.
But I put lots of great thoughts into it, guys. Okay. I had a meeting with myself and came up with some good ideas.
You know how we don't even get involved in this anymore, Jay?
No point. You didn't like anyone else's ideas. I'm hyped for that.
I am.
I'm hyped for that reveal. Literally in a day's few days.
Sure, yeah.
Oh,
fucking, it's not happening. Okay, no, it is. We've promised.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Let's get our next story then.
Okay, so we all know about the Mediterranean diet.
Yes, we do.
Have you heard about the Atlantic diet?
No, but no. I am here because I quite like the thought of the Mediterranean diet. What is that? Lots of oils and tomatoes?
Yeah, like olives and antipasti.
Yeah,
is that the same food but just in worse weather?
Yes, exactly that.
Maybe that's why you feel better, because you've eaten it in the sunshine.
Yes.
Okay, so the Atlantic diet is a diet from northern Portugal and northwestern Spain.
Okay.
What, near the Atlantic?
Yep.
Sure.
Good.
Both diets include lots of fruit, vegetables, whole grains, olive oil, nuts and fish, with moderate wine consumption allowed.
Oh, I love a moderate wine.
With the Atlantic diet, you can add some beef, pork and chicken. I mean, fine.
Yeah.
The food tends to be grilled, oven baked, or stewed, not fried.
Really? But I think it's feels like my life anyway.
That's okay.
Okay. No? I mean, no? Yeah. Okay. Fine. Fried food is delicious, though.
Yeah, sure, but
we're dieting. We've okay, got to give yep. some things
grilled.
Up.
I mean, look at Vicky B. She only adds grilled fish, didn't she, every day?
Steamed, I even think. I think she goes even
worse. Oh, even worse. I forget that one then.
Who's Vicky B?
Victoria Beckham.
No one's ever called a Vicky B.
Well, I think you're fine. I just have. I shouldn't do that because I don't like people calling me Vicky. Ugh, no.
Vic?
Vic's all right, but I'm not a Vicky.
All right, carry on, Vicky.
Anyway. This is very new, so you might struggle to find any books talking about the Atlantic diet. But if you are getting lots of vegetables, swapping meats for fish, and using olive oil to cook with, you're not far wrong.
This sounds like a good diet.
Followed up by chocolate.
But there's no carbs then? I assume there's no carbs.
No, it's
all very limited.
Yeah, well, vegetables are carbs.
It's meat and veg, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. That's okay.
It is okay.
But I do like a potato.
Yeah, me too.
Is it a bit like the Fast 800, do you think?
No, this feels a bit more Atkinsy as well.
Oh, yeah.
But
that's
I think
true.
The Mediterranean diet is a lot about the environment that you eat it in, as
is
well,
it?
Isn't it? And being sociable. Because I know a lot of their drinking isn't bad ethos is about if you take time out of your day and spend it with friends and family and have a couple of glasses of wine, is like that's actually
part of the
good
diet.
For your yeah, good for your yourself, yeah, good yeah, for your yeah. health.
And living in Italy.
that probably doesn't hurt.
I mean, we've seen it on Instagram, we know it's
sure.
good.
Sure.
If anybody has done the Atlantic diet, keep us posted. It sounds like that actually, if you followed just that we've just said, that
it sounds
like
lovely.
An absolute shoot. Hang on a second.
Oh, no.
Why are you saying it sounds lovely when on the main episode you're pissed off that you might just have to eat meat and vegetables?
Yeah.
I
mean, as diets go that we discussed, that yes. is up there with okay. one that I think would be all right.
Okay, I agree.
Not saying that I want to do it,
okay.
but it does sound nice.
But for everyone else.
For everyone else.
Have a go.
But it does, it sounds like a great way to live your life, the Mediterranean diet, the Mediterranean lifestyle, but it does involve, yeah, cooking like 8 different things for every meal. Yeah, tapas.
Lovely.
And it's like all cooked fresh. Mm. It's like, I don't know where you've got time to work or okay. like clean your house or, you know.
I mean, I'm on full fat, you know, meat now. I mean,
yeah,
that's as far as it goes for me.
As we heard.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Okay,
that,
it's a no from Victoria, but if anybody else is knee-deep in salmon, let us know.
You know who could do it? Vicky B. She's got time, hasn't
she?
She's got
personal chefs and she still eats the same fucking shit.
She quit the Spice Girls about 18 years ago and they're still going on about it.
All right, each fun size episode, we want to hear about the two sides of your dieting personality. That is, of course, your slimming angel and slimming devil. This week, it's Jill.
As a Slimming World Diamond Target member,
ooh.
I have to get weighed every 8 weeks as a minimum. For 6 of those weeks, I am the slimming devil. I am eating all the fish and chips, all the Mac and Cheese, all the biscuits, all the cakes, all the chocolate, all the crisps. Then it suddenly hits me, I've got to get back on the scales. So for the last 2 weeks, I am a fast 800, a stunning angel.
Oh, no way.
I am fasting until noon, 1 o'clock. I am sticking rigidly under 800 calories, gallons of water, lots of exercise, no carbs, just so that when I get on those scales at the end of my 6 weeks, because I've completely run out of time, I am back in my target.
Wow.
I love that.
That's a lifestyle.
That is. I could do that. Eat shit for 6 weeks
right,
and then fast
get to fucking target first, darling, before we start thinking about maintaining.
Oh, those odds are great.
That'd be hell, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, could you... What about the 2 weeks?
Yeah.
I know you're thinking about the 6 weeks. I can see it in your eyes.
I've done a week of it, though. Come on. Actually, no, I did a month of the fast 800, didn't I?
Yeah, but you said it was hell on earth.
It was, but I lost a stone.
I know. Why are you thinking of
even because it's
doing...
only half of that. I could do a month. I could do 2 weeks. Interesting.
What's a Slimming World Diamond member?
It means that you've been at... I mean, I'm making this up, but it's something like...
You've been at Target for so long.
For like 10 years or something.
Something like that.
Really?
Yeah, it's a long time.
And you have to have been weighed at least every 8 weeks.
Okay.
And a diamond member is...
But why would you still
is
keep
a diamond
going?
Member free for life?
I think so. But why would you go? She's obviously not going...
Oh, I don't even know what it is.
Or maybe she's going each week but not getting weight. No, surely you must
Could
have
someone
to
update
weight.
Us on that? Because I think I've made a lot of that up.
Okay. You must get a ride like on the yacht, mustn't you?
If you've been a
diamond
ridiculous.
Member. Come on.
Of course. That's my aim.
Well, they're not going to eat much.
Well, true.
Well, hang on. Remember... We've not seen the yacht owner from the waist down
okay, sure.
for many years. We want to hear about the slimming angel and devil within you. Just send us a voice note on our socials. They are at Secret Slim Pod. And everybody who does get their message out, if you come on and talk about your slimming angel and your slimming devil, you get an exclusive sticker.
Do you know what? And it saves us getting hounded by producer Paul as well because he's...
makes me laugh, Victoria, when he goes, oh... Can you go on socials
no,
and...
You bloody do it.
Yeah, you do it.
You want to be part of this podcast.
Yeah, you're the housewife's favourite.
Right.
You get on there
but
asking...
yeah, we're the ones that have to do it.
I know. It's
I would like more Slimming Angels to send voice notes, please, at Secret Slim Pod. Thanks.
I think that's the best we're going to get from him, isn't it?
Was that videoed? That's it then for this episode of Fun Size. We'll be back with another podcast on Thursday, extra portions over on Patreon on Monday, and more Fun Size next Tuesday. But whether you're slimming or sinning, remember,
there's no shame in a game.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.